see the importance of your wisdom and how to get it. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn in your Bibles, if you would, to John chapter 8, verse 31 and verse 32. Oh, it's so good to be saved, especially in days like these, y'all. Especially in days like these when the world is panicking and scared. Praise the Lord. Amen. Watch this. I'm in John 8:31. This is why we're talking about this series, because on Wednesdays we're calling it being discipled. And that's what the Bible calls it. And here's why. Jesus said, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, say, I'm a believer. He said this to people who were already believers, who already believed him. They were converts. He says, if you abide, dwell in, live in my word, that's what abide means, you are my disciples indeed. That abide there, again, I love reiterating this, but it means to live in, to not just to have mental assent to, just not. There is a lot of people who know a whole lot of the Bible but still aren't disciples. It's living by it. It's living by that word. It dictates your life. It sets the standard for your life. It sets the standard for how you do relationship, how you do marriage, how you do family. It's living by that word. If you live in that word the same way you live in your body. You don't live in the word, you ain't living no more. You don't live in this body, life isn't like, you won't know life like you know it right now. Come on, somebody. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my word, you're my disciples indeed. So being a disciple involves living in the word. That's what we're doing. And you shall what? Know the truth. That word know right there is what? Y'all are such good students. Give yourself a round of applause. It is gnosko. Gnosko. And it is the same word that's used for intimacy. To Adam knew Eve and bore Seth. It's intimacy. Y'all with me? Not just a casual knowing and not just a head knowledge, but an intimate relationship with the word. You shall know the truth. And look, the truth shall make you free. I love that passage because the truth, once you have an intimate relationship with it, will not give you an option of freedom. It makes you free. And then Jesus kind of restates it here. He says, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free and do truly free. In other words, you'll be really free when he makes you free. You don't have to lie about it. You'll experience true freedom. Freedom from what? Freedom from addiction, freedom from bondage, freedom from sins, bondage, freedom from sickness and disease. Now think about this. Any area of life where you're not free, it's not shade. It's just merely an indication of where that light needs to shine. Are you with me? If you go to the gym or you exercise, you know you can get certain parts of your body in shape. Have you ever seen people whose real big muscles up here and skinny down here? Like they don't do anything in their legs, but they just got all these big old muscles up here? I wouldn't know anything about that, but I just mess with you, Alex. But y'all see it. So you can be real healthy in one facet of life, but not another. And so that's no shade. It just means I just need to focus on that area. And so we're going to understand that some tonight, that wherever we have bondage, we can get freedom. And tonight specifically, I want to talk to you about the wisdom of God. Yeah. First of all, before we jump into the wisdom, I want to show y'all some scriptures about why the Bible and why the word of God is different from anybody else's word. The Bible is not an ordinary book. It's not like a novel that you can read and just understand. It contains the life of God. Let me show y'all some scriptures, some unique verses that have really changed my perspective over the years, early on, that just changed the way I read the Bible and understood it. Watch this. Look over in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. I'll read in the Amplified Bible. It says, for the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. I just want y'all to see that the word of God is not just a book. It's God's spoken word. It's God's thoughts. It's God's power, but put in a hard copy. When those words are taken off the page and put inside of your heart, mixed with faith, will produce exactly what that word says. When the Bible says that God's word is alive, that word alive right there is Z-A-O in the Greek. It's a derivative. It's a form of the word Zoe. Zoe means the life of God. It's what makes God God. God's life is, when you read it, in his word was life. When we read that in John, it is that God kind of, the God kind of life is in his word. When God speaks, his word is alive. When God said light be, his word, light, contained light. Are y'all following what I'm saying? His word contains what he says. It carries that in it. It carries God's creative power in his words. So these words on this book, although the book doesn't have any power in and of itself, the words when put in your heart are God's words and have God's power when you mix it with your faith and believe it. Are y'all with me? Now watch, here, let's look at another passage that verifies what I'm trying to tell you right here. Look over at Second Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. Look at this, and tonight we're going to talk about wisdom, and the beautiful thing about the wisdom of God, it's not like, you know, when you were in school and you had to like memorize stuff and then just try to put it in your mind and take the test. The word of God is, when you get this, the wisdom of God, it actually will change your thinking. It changes your soul. In other words, and I'm jumping ahead of myself here a little bit, but this is the power of God's word. When the Bible, in the Proverbs, we're going to see it's actually Jesus talking. It's the wisdom of God grabbing the microphone. And when you get that wisdom of God planted in your heart, as the Bible calls the word of God, seed and bread. It calls it several things, but seed and bread. How a seed works is when it's planted in the ground, it breaks down and pulls what's in that seed out and produces a tree, a fruit, whatever that seed is. The word of God is the same way. It's seed. When you put the word of God, that like by his stripes you're healed, when you put that in your heart and believe it, it actually produces the healing in you. And just bread, the Bible talks about it being bread. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It's bread. Your bread doesn't do you any good sitting in a loaf on a shelf. It's when you take that bread and eat it, and then your body somehow can break that bread down, bring out the nutrients in it, give it to parts of your body that need it, and then get rid of the, come on somebody, y'all know what I'm talking about, get rid of the waste that you don't need and don't use. The Bible says the word is that. So the word, when you take it in and put it in your heart, will produce, God said it like this in Isaiah 55, he says, it will accomplish the thing that he sent it to do. Whatever he's, so in other words, if it's a word to heal, it will heal in your heart. It will produce that healing. Unlike any other book, watch what the Bible says right here. I'm in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. And that from childhood, Paul writing to Timothy, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to do what? Make you wise. Make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. Look at this next one. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. I just want you to see this part. When you read that in the Amplified Bible and in the Greek that says, all scripture is God-breathed. What that means is every Bible verse has God's breath on it. It's God-breathed. It's God-inspired. Remember what the breath of God does. When you read in Genesis chapter 1, God took some dirt of the earth that he had created, and he did what? He breathed in it, and it put his life in it. What he's saying is all scripture has the very same breath of God as his words. The scriptures have the breath of God, that creative breath that's in it. It carries his DNA. And this is why it's so important that even if you've heard something before, it's important that you still plant it. Just like a seed, the Bible calls the word water too. You put it in as a seed, but then you must water it. Keep watering it, because that word will produce what it was sent to do. It's different. So watch, y'all. This will change your life. This will change your life, particularly with wisdom, and that's what we're going to focus on today, because we really don't have money problems. It's wisdom problems. Don't be shaded when I say that. Don't take offense to that. We really don't have marriage problems. It's wisdom problems. It's something. Now watch. The good thing about this is the wisdom of God will change your thinking and your actions. It'll change it. You get what I'm saying? Like in school, you had to struggle and try to remember it. If you just keep planting the word in you, it will change your thoughts. Right. Here, let me show you some more passages. Jump to my next one for me. Y'all with me? This is why it's so important. And Jesus said, you got to get in this word. It is bread. It is seed. It is life to you. John chapter 1, verse 1. Y'all know John. Y'all know this one by heart. I love it in the King James. Oh, King James. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So here again, and that's the main thing I want you to see, that the Word and God are inseparable. They're synonymous. They're one and the same. And of course, that's kind of hard for our minds to grasp. What does he mean by that? I mean, it wasn't a big Bible floating around, but it's the truth of God was in the beginning. The truth was in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So then if you just take that passage right there and just go to the beginning, you'll see that God spoke and everything came to being. And look at the next verse. All things were made by him, or the Word. You can replace him with the Word. All things were made by the Word. Everything was made by the Word. So this Word that's in hard copy now, when put in our heart, can make things in our life. It can make the healing. It can make the prosperity. It can make it. All things were made by him. Healing was made by his Word. Psalms 107 verse 20. And he sent his Word and healed them. So it's that Word that creates those things. And without him, or without the Word, was not anything made that was made. So it's going to take the Word in your heart, growing up in your heart, being watered in your heart. That's going to produce over time, just like a seed. It'll produce. And so this is why it's so important what we're doing tonight. I'm so grateful for y'all. I'm so in love with you, because y'all get it. You take the time to get this. And the next and greatest step is, on a daily basis, it's meditating the Word. And that's a whole nother section I've ever got to get to. But you start meditating it. You can just lay in bed or at your job. I was talking to Hattie, and she was talking about how at work today, she said, yeah, I'm singing songs. And with your mind, what's so beautiful, when you plant the Word in your heart, you can meditate on it. And that's what the Bible talks about. You can roll it around and water it and just, you know, say it in your mind and think about it and think about how I'm healed and just those scriptures. That's what causes it to illuminate on the inside of you and to produce a harvest. All things were made with that. Okay, go to the next one, please. And in him, in that Word, is life. There's that word Zoe again. In the Word, in him, that same life that's in him is the same life that's in the Word. And the life was the light of men. We talked about that. I'm still going to spend some more time on that another time. Life was the light of men. And go down to his next five. Yeah. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Verse 14. And the Word was made flesh. The Word was made flesh. This is the next stage. When, as this Word grows in your heart, it will become flesh. It will materialize in your life. If it's the healing, it will materialize. If it's the job, if it's the career. Years ago, after I first got saved, somebody had told me about the Proverbs, and I started reading them years ago. And it's amazing how it's brought my life. When I didn't know what my career would be, didn't know any of those things, but just planting the Proverbs on the inside of me, just planting them every day. I got off track of it for a number of years, but when you put that wisdom, that wisdom on the inside of you, it will produce wisdom in your life. And that's what we're going to look at tonight. Amen. Let's go to my next passage. I want to make sure y'all get that this Word is not just a book that you're trying to memorize. It is, look what Jesus said here. About his words. In John 6:63, Jesus said, it is the Spirit who gives Zoe, gives life. The flesh profits nothing. In other words, the flesh can't do this for you. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. So those recorded words that he said, they're recorded in this book. And when we take those words and put them in our heart, they become spirit and life to us. Come on, y'all. Are y'all with me? That's big news right there. Mark that in your Bible. Go to my next one here. I can't remember what it is. Yeah. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23. Y'all have heard me quote this passage a number of times, but I love this in the Amplified Bible. When you read in the Greek, it reads like this. You have been regenerated or born again, not from a mortal origin, seed, or sperm, but from one that is immortal by the ever-living and lasting Word of God. This passage essentially is saying that the Word of God is his DNA, his seed, his sperm. it reproduces the DNA of God in you. That's how you got born again. You got born again because you received. And think of how, I mean, 1 Corinthians talks about how crazy this concept is to our human mind. It's, the Bible says it's foolishness to the Greeks. It's foolishness that to think that just preaching this word, us hearing it and believing it, would change your eternal destiny. He says it's foolishness to those who don't believe it. It's just, that sounds stupid to believe. He said, but to us, it is the word of God. It is Christ. It is salvation for us. It changes everything. And so I want y'all tonight to understand and see that the word, that it is actually the seed of God. It doesn't seem like it when you're just reading it. It doesn't seem like it. You get what I'm saying? But as you get these truths and these truths about life, this good news about healing, you get it planted on the inside of you and you believe it, you accept it, it will produce it in your life. Here, let me read another verse to you. Go to my next one. I think it's James. Yes. Ooh, I love this one. James chapter 1. I love all of them. Good gracious, y'all. This thing has changed my life. I ain't playing with y'all. Watch this. James chapter 1, verse 21. Again, the Amplified Bible. Y'all got an Amplified Bible yet? I always use this Bible. It's a parallel Bible. I was showing some of them in the first service. On one side, it has, I like the New King James. You can get them with about anything, any two translations. But on my left side has the New King James, and this side has the Amplified. And this is one of my favorite Bibles to study out of, just because I can see both verses like that. Great Bible to get and study from. But watch what he says here. He says, James, a half-brother of Jesus, he says, so get rid of all uncleanness and the rampant outgrowth of wickedness. How many of y'all know if you get rid of the junk in your life, 95% of your problems will be alleviated? Lose the losers in your life. Come on, have y'all found that out in life? Most of our problems are who we hang around. Amen? So get rid of all uncleanness and rampant outgrowth of wickedness, and in a humble, gentle, modest spirit, receive and welcome the word which implanted and rooted in your hearts contains the power to save your souls. Ah, your soul. What he's saying here is this: when you put this word in your heart is your mind and your spirit. You know that your heart is two parts. Your heart is your spirit and your soul, right? Your spirit, your soul is your mind. Your spirit is directly from God. It is perfectly made in his righteousness when you got born again. It cannot get any more saved. It cannot get any more righteous. It is perfectly made in the image of God now. But it's your soul. Your soul is... Hebrews 4 talks about how... I didn't read the rest of that verse, but it talks about how that the word of God divides. It divides the soul from the spirit, the marrow from the bone, the joints. It's a divider. Your spirit and your soul are very closely intertwined, and it says that the word of God is the only thing that can divide the two, separate the two. And what that's talking about, because your soul is your mind, will, intellect, emotions, and imagination. It's your personality. And the Bible says here, the word contains power to save your soul, your mind, to It when you put that word in your heart, it starts changing your thinking. Not something you memorize. It will change your thinking for you. It'll change it. So you have effortless victory. The work is to put the word in your heart and plant it. Watch. Ooh, there's so many good verses here. Are y'all with me? It contains the power itself to do the work. You just have to plant it. And this is why Jesus spent so much time teaching about sowing the word in your heart. It will produce if it doesn't get plucked up. Do y'all get how dangerous you are to the kingdom of darkness? If you get this word in your heart, water it, protect it, keep. And the Bible talks about it. Get this word in your heart, then protect your heart with all vigilance. Above everything else you protect, because out of it flow the issues of your life. You get healing in your heart, it's going to produce healing. If you get it in your heart, you get joy, you get peace, you get abundance in your heart. Before you ever see it, you get it planted, just like you do a seed. You plant some. The only thing I ever planted in my life was popcorn. I think I was in elementary or middle school. You remember, Mom? In Berwick, in Columbus, Ohio. I planted it right in the backyard, right close to the house. I planted these seeds, and they looked, you know, just seeds. And then corn stalks grew up in our yard in Columbus, Ohio. And the seeds looked just like corn, but it was popcorn. When you peel them off, we put them, come on somebody, this was back in the day when you had to put popcorn in a pot. Come on somebody. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And then they came out with the air poppers. Y'all remember that? The pop-up. And then, y'all remember, anybody remember Jiffy? Jiffy Pop, come on. Y'all old school like me? Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about? I love some popcorn today, even y'all. Oh, where was I going? The seed didn't look like what came up. And I didn't have to do anything but just water it and put it out there in the sun. The ground produced it itself. Your heart is made to produce the harvest of that word. It's made to produce it. And that's where Jesus spent time. It's all in John, Mark chapter 4. He said, all you got to do is get it in the ground and keep it there. It will produce. And this is why it's so important as disciples. We understand that even if I've heard this before, it doesn't matter if I've heard it before. I'm watering this seed. I'm saying it with my mouth so I hear it with my ears and water it. Healing is a promise from God, but it's not just because when we get in trouble, now we try to believe it. It's very difficult then. It's very difficult when you have a negative doctor's report that says you have so many months to live and you see this, and now I'm going to try to believe this. This is a lifestyle. Say lifestyle. Lifestyle. It's something that you sow, that disciples sow their whole life. Your whole life as a believer, you start sowing, and that's what you're doing now. And I'm going to show you how to do it. Amen. Hit my next passage for me there, if you would. Okay, yes. Is that all I had there? Okay, very good. The wisdom of God. Y'all hear me say this every week. You hear me say it on Sunday about the Proverbs. I want to show you why it's such an important aspect of being a disciple. The Proverbs are so vitally important because it is God's wisdom. And the Bible said, remember I told you that the word of God is written and it's living. Jesus is the living word. And then we've got the scriptures. That's the written word. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God, right? And it's written. And so is the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God is written and living. Jesus is the wisdom of God. Here it is right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30. Am I going too fast? You all right? Oh, girl, come on, girl. Sexual chocolate. Sexual chocolate. I shouldn't have said that. Scratch that from the... take that part out the tape. Boy, that girl's cute to me. All right, where was I at? I lost my mind just right now. Oh, yes. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God. So the wisdom of God that we have is God's very own wisdom. It's Jesus. He is that wisdom. And so the Proverbs explain how to plant it in your heart, how it works, and that's what I want to look at today. Amen? We're talking about the Word of God, but today the wisdom of God and the Word of God, they're one, but it's a person. And now in the scriptures, in the Proverbs, you'll notice that wisdom is always spoken of as a female. And it says, embrace her, and if you love her, in her right hand is riches and honor, and her left hand is all that. It talks about how it's a woman that you embrace. And I believe that it's written that way because a woman bears fruit, and wisdom will bear fruit in your life. In other words, a woman doesn't have to produce a child. She just bears the child. She carries. The man gives the seed, and that's what the Word of God is. It's a seed, and the woman carries that seed. It's not a struggle. Once the seed gets in the ground, if you protect it, a baby's going to be born. You just carry the baby. And that's what the Word of God is, and particularly as it relates to wisdom. You just get this wisdom on the inside of you. And let's look at it right now. Turn over in your Bible. Y'all in the Proverbs? Turn over to Proverbs. Every proverb, and today I just want to look at the first eight just to whet your appetite. But Proverbs 1 talks about how the Proverbs are for everybody. It is a hard copy of the wisdom of God. Put in paper form so you can read it and plant it. It's a bag of seeds. It's a bag of wisdom seeds that will absolutely revolutionize your life. Change every aspect of your life. Now that you understand what this is, it's seed, it's bread, and it's something that has to be ingested and eaten every day. all right? On a daily basis, and Proverbs would say that. But Proverbs 1, he tells you the purpose of the Proverbs. He said, it'll make the young wise, it'll make the wise wiser, it'll make the dumb wise. Come on, somebody. It's indiscriminate is what he's saying. He said, it don't matter what position you are in life, it's going to hook you up. Come on, say, hook me up. That's what wisdom's going to do, and he explains that in the first chapter. Let's look at Proverbs 2. Let's just start there. I love the Amplified Bible, so let's look at it in the Amplified. Watch this. My son, if you will receive my words and treasure up my commandments within you, making your ear attentive to skillful and godly wisdom, and inclining and directing your heart and mind to understanding, and applying all your powers to the quest for it. You get the intensity that he's putting here. You put all your power in doing this. Watch this. Yes, if you cry out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek wisdom as for silver and search for skillful and godly wisdom as for hidden treasure. Stop there. He said you need to make wisdom a quest like you do. How many of y'all go to work and expect to get a paycheck? Come on, somebody. Hold up, somebody. Let me see. Yes, yes. Y'all don't go there and just like, you know, I just like y'all. No, it ain't like that, is it? Come on, if they ain't paying checks, you get another job, right? Isn't that right? I did that in the first service, and the first service is primarily seniors who don't work. And I said, how many of y'all go to work for a paycheck? And they was all like, I was like, oh, okay, y'all just jacked me right there. I forgot who I'm talking to. How many of y'all remember what it was like to work and get a paycheck? So much fun. If you seek wisdom as for silver and search for skillful and godly wisdom as for hidden treasure. So he's saying this has to be a pursuit of ours. Y'all get what I'm saying? I don't want it to be just a casual thing, because if you understand what we're going to read, this will change your life. But it takes time. You just have to plan it. Then you want, watch what he says that wisdom is going to do when you seek it like money. Then you will understand the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of our omniscient God. What? I'm looking for wisdom and then I get God? You seek after wisdom and wisdom points you straight to Jesus. Because wisdom is a person. This can't just be principles. Listen, I love self-help books and all that kind of stuff, but this isn't that. This isn't just some self-help book. This is God's wisdom himself, and wisdom will always direct you to him. It's a person. It's relationship with him. Let me just tell you, if this whole, your whole Christianity isn't about a relationship with Jesus, you've got on the wrong boat. You've missed the whole ship. This whole thing is about a relationship with him. He said, and this wisdom is going to push you to him. It's a relationship with him. Y'all see that? Then you will understand the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord and find knowledge of our omniscient God. Next. For the Lord gives skillful and godly wisdom from his mouth. So watch. The first thing that wisdom is going to do is push you to relationship with God. First thing, relationship with him. He says, he's the one who gives skillful and godly wisdom. Don't ever take the person of Jesus out of this whole thing. Out of your pursuit of wisdom, it's relationship with him. So even in prayer, thank you, Father, for the wisdom of God. In fact, the scripture said, talk to wisdom. Say you're my intimate friend. You're my sister. Talk to wisdom, right? For the Lord gives wisdom, skillful and godly wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge. And his mouth, that's his word. He hides away sound and godly wisdom and stores it for the righteous, for those who are upright and in right standing with him. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly and in integrity. So he said, he hides wisdom for us, for the righteous. He hides, go to the next one. For verse 10, for skillful and godly wisdom shall, look at this, enter your heart and knowledge shall be pleasant to you. As you're seeking wisdom, and I love the fact that there's 31 Proverbs, so every day you can just read one proverb. Y'all get in the bathroom or at lunchtime or take some time to do it, y'all. Do y'all hear this? It's going to change your life. I'm talking and I should just be reading. Watch this. For skillful and godly wisdom shall enter your heart and knowledge shall be pleasant to you. Discretion shall watch over you. Understanding shall keep you. Just by seeking after wisdom, it says, you're going to get new discretion. You'll get insight. Watch this. Watch over you, and understanding shall keep you. Next. To deliver you from the way of evil and the evil men, from men who speak perverse things and are liars, men who forsake the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the perverseness of evil, who are crooked in their ways, the wayward. He's trying to make it plain here. He said, the first thing that wisdom is going to do is going to push you towards a relationship with God. Secondly, it's going to fix your relationships. Help you lose some people that are ruining your life. Do y'all see how serious that is? It'll help you discern the right mate, the right friends, the right people to be around. First, relationship with Jesus, then relationships. Who are crooked in their ways, wayward and devious in their paths. Discretion shall watch over you. Understanding shall keep you to deliver you from the alien woman. I told you it's going to help you out here. Let me read on. From the outsider with her flattering words. Sisters, don't get mad at this. I had some woman come up to me after the first service and was like, why the Bible always talking about women being loose? Women. I said, because men know how to find women that are loose. And so he's trying to tell the men, don't do it. He ain't putting shade on you. You ain't that one, right? You ain't trying to talk to somebody's husband, right? Come on, y'all with me? But he's telling the men, watch out for this. Nothing's going to happen if he knows how to say no. Nothing's going to happen. Come on, somebody. Discretion shall watch over you and deliver you from the alien woman. Alien, that doesn't mean like that movie Alien. That means who ain't your wife. From the outsider with her flattering words. Come on, somebody. Who forsakes the husband. She don't care if she's married or you're married. The guide of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. Forgot all that, right? So you'll see this, so it's going to affect. Now watch, y'all. If we would just follow the Proverbs, your marriage could be beautiful. Uh-oh, I can't get nobody but my wife and mom to clap on that. What's wrong with y'all? All right. I'm telling you, it breaks my heart. It breaks our heart. We talk to so many people. If they would just plant this word in their heart, it would keep them from the 95% of the drama that most people go through would be avoided just by what the Proverbs say. Just by what the Proverbs say. But typically they come to us after it's done. All kinds of drama with their life just completely wrecked, and then want an overnight fix. Not going to happen. Most likely not going to happen. These things take time. They see. Are y'all with me? You want to fix this? Go to the next. Go to the Proverbs 3. I think I'm going to the next one. Yeah, Proverbs 3. I'm just reading a few verses. I just want to whet your appetite about what the Proverbs will do. Now, again, what this will do. Ooh, let me just keep reading. Proverbs 3. Let's start at verse 13. Again, the Amplified Bible. Look at this. Happy, blessed, fortunate, enviable is the man who finds skillful and godly wisdom, and the man who gets understanding, drawing it forth from God's word and life's experiences. Come on, how many of y'all heard people say, I just want to be happy? It's wisdom that's going to bring you that. Wisdom's going to make you happy. From God's word, you'll draw wisdom, and from life's experiences. Next, verse 14. For the gaining of it is better than the gaining of silver. I know many of us don't believe that, but God's telling the truth. This wisdom is, come on, if you don't get this wisdom, I promise you, your foolishness is going to cost you some money. Called child support, called jacked up marriage, called having to move out your house, called alimony, called single parenting. All that stuff is so much more costly. He said, no, this wisdom is better than money. Can y'all say amen to that? Amen. And we've all made mistakes. Please don't hear me saying, putting anybody down. We've all made mistakes, me too. Lots of them. But now we've learned, and let your mistakes be a lesson. Come on, let it be a lesson that goes, okay, I ain't doing that no more. Come on, somebody. And the profit of it is better than gold, fine gold. Verse 15, the skillful and godly wisdom is more precious than rubies. And look at this one, I love this. And nothing you can wish for is to be compared to her. How many of y'all can wish for some nice stuff right now? Close your eyes and think about something. How about a vacation? Daggone coronavirus. Can't even go to Greece right now. Can't even go to Italy. Messed it up. Cruise. Don't want you to go on a cruise. You can fly real cheap right now, y'all. You can go. They was pulling up. Shanae and them, receiving them, was pulling up flights. You can fly back and forth to Florida for about 50, 60 bucks right now. Plane be empty. Just be you and the pilots. Sit on in first class. Put your feet up for $60. Come on, somebody. Get you steak and everything right now. Why they all scared to, you know, take your little wipes with you? You can fly around the world right now for almost nothing. You might want to take advantage of that, saints of God. Praise them. Are y'all with me? Skillful in God's wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing can be compared to her. Why? Because wisdom precedes prosperity. Wisdom precedes happiness. Come on, somebody. I see so many couples that fall in love and get married, and then it's a wreck and a mess. And it's these simple things that they've never taken the time to implement on a daily basis. No shade. Come on, say no shade. No shade. Yeah, I just want y'all to understand. If you'll do this, you won't have these issues. Go to the next one for me, please. Length of days is in her right hand, in wisdom's right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. And in both hands. So her ways are highways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold on her, and happy, blessed, fortunate, to be envied is most people. Everyone who holds her fast gets wisdom and doesn't let go. Don't stop getting wisdom. Every day get it. In the Proverbs, very simple. My son, verse 21, jump to verse 21. Ooh, I like this. My son, let them not escape from your sight. Let what? That wisdom, those words. And keep sound and godly wisdom and discretion. And they will be life to your inner self and a gracious ornament to your neck and outer self. It's going to bless you inside first, and then it's going to bless you outside. Have you ever seen anybody with a hard life? Have you ever seen anybody your age, but they look like your grandparents? Have y'all seen? And they've been through a hard life. Again, no shade. But they've just been through some hard life, been through addiction and maybe crack and all that kind of stuff, and they just look wore out. The Bible says that this wisdom will fix you on the inside and then make the outside look good. Come on, somebody. We need that wisdom. Next one for me, please. Chapter 3, verse 23. And then you will walk in your way securely and in confident trust, and you shall not dash your foot or stumble. In other words, you're not going to be tripped up by the foolishness that comes along your way. Watch this. When you lie down, you shall not be afraid. Have y'all met fearful people? They're afraid of everything. This virus has shut them down. Don't fly, don't drive, scared of the freeway, scared of people, just fearful. Have y'all met them? This wisdom in your heart will cause fear to go away. Y'all need it. You'll get it because the Bible says, without the love of God, you have fear. The love, perfect love cast out. So with this relationship and you getting wisdom will let you know how much God loves you and drive out all fear. You'll be able to sleep. Come on. Anybody sleep real sweet? Yes. Come on. Somebody. Yes, yes. Hold on. Let me see. Come on. Be sleeping good. Praise the Lord. Isn't it good to sleep? Michael Jackson had all that money and couldn't get a nap. Come on. Could moonwalker couldn't go to sleep? All that dancing and you can't get a nap? You got to get some whatever that was. That. To go to sleep? I'm about to take a nap right now. You hear what I'm saying? When you lie down, you should not be afraid. Yes, you shall lie down and your sleep shall be sweet. Get the next one. Be not afraid of sudden terror or panic, nor the stormy blast of the storm and ruin of the wicked when it comes for you. You will be guiltless. He said, you ain't got nothing to worry about. You better sleep good. Have you ever done anything stupid and then like, dang, all worried that you're going to get busted? I know I ain't the only one. Come on, y'all. Be honest. Yeah, yeah. Like, dang. And your guilty conscience be getting you busted. Come on, somebody. Anything somebody says, like, what? They might know. Watch this. For the Lord shall be your comfort. And you ain't got nothing to worry about if you ain't did nothing, right? You haven't done anything. I'm getting ghetto. I'm talking all Ebonics. For the Lord shall be your confidence, firm and strong, and shall keep your foot from being caught in a trap or some hidden danger. Next. Y'all get that? Jump to chapter 4. Chapter 4. Y'all see it. I'm just giving you a little taste, but if you'll do it every day, today's the 11th, you'll be the 11th proverb. And every month, just you got an app on your phone, you can read it in a different translation. And just get it in and just ingest that. It's fun to read like this. Look at Proverbs 4, beginning at verse 5. Here we go again. Get skillful and godly wisdom. Get understanding, discernment, comprehension, and interpretation. Do not forget and do not turn back from the words of my mouth. Wisdom comes from God's mouth. Forsake not wisdom, and she will keep, defend, and protect you. Love her, and she will guard you. See, I was talking about it like a female. The beginning of wisdom is get wisdom. That is the starting place of wisdom. Get wisdom, skillful and godly wisdom. For skillful and godly wisdom is the principal thing. It's the most important thing. It precedes prosperity. It precedes peace. It precedes happiness. And with all you have gotten, get understanding, discernment, comprehension, and interpretation. Prize wisdom highly and exalt her, and she will exalt and promote you. How many of y'all would like some promotion? It says wisdom's going to do it for you. She will bring to you honor when you embrace her. She shall give to your head a wreath of gracefulness, a crown of beauty and glory will she deliver to you. Next, verse 10, hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many as years to your life. Have y'all met anybody? Have y'all seen people that have died prematurely? We're early in life. Come on, somebody. Gotten involved in some crazy stuff. Come on. Get with the wrong people. You could die early. Come on, somebody. I have taught you in the way of skillful godly wisdom, verse 11, which is comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. When you walk, your steps shall not be hampered. Your path will be clear and open, and you will run and shall not stumble. In other words, he's talking about in life. You know how you get tripped up with stuff. You know, let me keep reading. Take firm hold of instruction and do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Wisdom is your life. Here we are. Here's my favorite verses here in Proverbs 4 and verse 20. My son, attend to my words, consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart. Get these words, these wisdom words, in the center of your heart. Why? For they are life to those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh. That's what I'm talking about. You get these words in you, those words will heal you. As you water them and keep them in there on a daily basis, I'm the healed. By his stripes, I'm healed. You're planting words in it like this. It will grow to be healing. Watch this. I love this passage. Keep and guard your heart. When you put this wisdom, when you put the healing in your heart, when you get it in there, keep and guard your heart with all vigilance and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life. I love this. Mark this verse in your Bible. How many of y'all locked your car when you pulled up in the parking lot out there? Let me see. I hope so, because somebody may check. You follow what I'm saying? Somebody might check. How many of y'all locked the house when you left? Unless you're like us, live kind of far up. Yeah, I hope you did. Because because you prize that. You love your home and all that kind of stuff. How many of y'all, if somebody jump on your kids, you jump on them? Come on, somebody. I don't care if I am grown. I'll beat up a kid. Because you love him, right? mess with my kid again. Watch what the Bible says here. Put this wisdom in your heart, and above the way you guard your kids, the way you protect your car, the way you protect your home, the way you protect your, above everything else, you guard and protect. Guard that heart when you put the word in it. Why? Because out of it flow the springs of life. The issues of life are coming from your heart. Now watch, this verse is so important right here. There's other proverbs that talk about this. This right here. I like to say it like this. Your life is the canvas of your heart. What's in your heart shows up on the movie screen of your life. Whatever you're experiencing in life is just a matter of what you put in your heart. It shows in the movie of your life. You get this wisdom down in your heart, your life will ultimately show that movie screen in your life. Are y'all with me? And that's what he's saying. In fact, there's one proverb that says, as you see the reflection of your face in water, so the heart reflects your life. And the same way you look in a mirror and see your reflection, the Bible says Your life is a reflection of your heart. So let's, now watch, that's not shade either. All that simply means is get the right seeds in here, and ultimately that will produce a life by your design, by what you put on the inside of you. What you put on the inside. And y'all see, this is the whole, this is a beautiful parable of the Bible, of getting the word down. So you can change your health, you can change your position in life with just planting this word that is God's life on the inside of you. This is why it's so important. This is a secret that many believers don't get. They think it's just like another novel. Oh, I got to read the Bible. You don't have to do anything. But if you understand that it's a bag of seed that goes down into your heart and produces a harvest, it's going to produce the life that you really desire. Y'all see that? Isn't that a great passage right there? Mark that in your Bible. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs, or the issues of life, one translation says. Go to the next one. I think, is that the last one? Yeah. All right. Now, let me tell you all this about the Proverbs. In the Proverbs, you're going to see different issues. Like the early Proverbs talk about how important it is to get wisdom. But then they start going into the real issues of life. This whole chapter right here, wisdom starts talking to men about sexual issues and how they can ruin their life. Come on, somebody. Just keep looking straight ahead. I mean, all of us got a body to deal with, and that's no shade to anybody. But if you, now watch, here's the beautiful thing. It isn't just him saying, don't do this. What he's saying is, if you get these words in your heart, it will change your desires. That's the beautiful thing. It's not just some dude saying, hey, don't do this, you're going to ruin your life. It's when you get these words in it, in your heart, it will change your desires. I have a desire to be with my wife. Come on, somebody. I think I was reading this proverb earlier today. You're going to see it here in a few verses. I'm going to holler at you in just a minute here, boo. Watch this. Let's just read it. Watch this. My son, be attentive to my wisdom, godly wisdom, learned by actual and costly experience. Solomon writing here by under inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He says, incline your ear to my understanding of what is becoming and prudent for you, that you may exercise proper discretion and discrimination and discretion, and your lips may guard and keep knowledge and the wise answer to temptation. He says, you got to be able to say the right answer to temptation. How many of y'all ever been in some temptation? Come on, how many of you have said yes when you should have said no? Said no when you should have said yes. Come on, we all have. Stop playing. Don't make me come and find you. We all have. We've all said some things. Come on, for me, it's like lemon room paint. You want another piece of lemon room? It was like me when Brooke came around my office today. Brooke came in my office with a big old bag. I'm trying to get 5 pounds off with jalapeno potato chips. I said, get behind me, Satan. I know your name is Brooke. Get out of my office with them potato chips. But, Daddy, I just wanted to show you, just in case you walked up on me and I was eating them, I wanted you to know and give you the opportunity. I said, get behind me, Satan. I had to say no. Now, of course, after she walked away, I went looking through the cabinets for her. While she was looking. Oh, shoot. Watch this. Now, he's talking about women and sex and men. Come on, y'all. Sex has taken down some of the strongest and greatest men. Watch this. So wisdom talks. Watch it. He says that you may exercise. Okay, go to the next one for me, please. For the lips of a loose woman drip honey as a honeycomb. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. And her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword and devouring sword. Her feet go down to death. Now watch, remember what I said, these words aren't just instruction, they'll seep down into your heart and produce the desire not to do it because of what this will plant in your heart. Her feet go down to death, in other words, she'll kill you. Her steps take hold of Sheol, Hades, the place of the dead. She can send you to hell. She loses sight of and walks not in the path of life. Her ways wind about aimlessly and you cannot know them. Therefore, my sons, listen to me and depart not from the words of my mouth. Let your way in life be far from her, and come not near the door of her house. Avoid the very scenes of terror. Come on, anybody know what that's talking about right there? Don't even go by her house. Y'all ain't saying nothing right there. That's real. Go to the next one. Watch this. Here's why. Lest you give your honor to others and your years to those without mercy. It says you're giving your life away. Oh, God, is that so real? Next one, please. Lest strangers and false teachings take their fill of your strength and wealth, and your labors go to the house of an alien from God. Did y'all hear that? And this, did you know, put that verse back up there. Lest strangers and false teachings take their fill. When you get involved in these sexual situations, it causes you to be susceptible to false teachings. Start justifying. I'm amazed at what people justify in front of me. They got caught up and now they're still, well, you know, my wife such and such, she wouldn't. And they start making up excuses. It's like, wow, when did you start thinking like that? Right? Go to the next one for me. And you groan and mourn when your end comes, when your flesh and body are consumed. That's talking about STDs and venereal diseases. And you say, how I hated instruction and discipline, and my heart despised. Why didn't I listen? I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor submitted to Pastor Stokes and them, and Bobby and them. Submitted and consented to those who instructed me. The extent of and boldness of my sin involved almost all. I was doing everything crazy, is what he's saying. All evil in the estimation of the congregation and the community. Listen to the instruction here. Drink waters out of your own cistern. I see that like a canteen, you know, of a pure marriage relationship and fresh running waters out of your own well. Isn't that beautiful? Should your offspring be dispersed abroad as water brooks in the streets? He said, you want to be having kids everywhere? Gets worse. Watch. Next. Confine yourself to your own wife. Let your children be for you alone and not the children of strangers with you. Think of what he's saying right there. He's saying your kids be with somebody else that you don't even love. And that's going to cause drama too. It's going to cause drama for as long as them kids are alive. Confine yourself to your own wife. Let your children be for you alone and not the children of strangers with you. She's strange. Remember Cameo sang that song? That's what he's talking about right there. But I like it. Remember that? The dude said he liked it. You get what he's saying. Right? Y'all right? Let your fountain of human life. My voice is hoarse. I couldn't sing it like he did. Let your fountain of human life be blessed with the rewards of fidelity. There's rewards for being for seeing your kids grow up in your household. Everybody got the same last name. No shade again. We've all made mistakes. Come on, somebody. No shade. But you get what he's saying here. Plant this in your heart so you do. When those situations come up, you can say, no. I'm enjoying. Watch. He's gonna make it real nice right here. He's gonna let your fountain of human life be blessed with the rewards of fidelity and rejoice in the wife of your youth. See, I break that down for the men at the men's breakfasts. Read the wording there again. Rejoice in the wife of your youth. Come on, somebody. Rejoice. Hallelujah. Go to the next one. Let her be as the loving hind. Yes, 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 yes. The brothers are feeling what I'm saying here. And the pleasant doe, tender, gentle, attractive. Let her bosom satisfy you at all times. Come on, somebody. Sometimes? All time. Every now and then? Come on, somebody. Isn't that beautiful right there? Just leave that verse up there and y'all just meditate on that just a little bit. Oh, yeah. Make you sing gospel music right there. God is so smart. It's just a beautiful situation. Let her bosom. Did I read that one yet? Let her bosom satisfy you at all times. And look at this one. And always be transported with delight in her love. Y'all remember Star Trek? And Captain Kirk was going, beam me up, Scotty. Remember he said that? Look what he says. And always be transported with delight in her love. You listen to me, sir. If you understand how awesome marriage is to one woman, it'll take a lifetime to really get into all that she is. Look what he says next. Why should you, my son, be infatuated with a loose woman? Embrace the bosom of an outsider and go astray. For the ways of men are directly before the eyes of the Lord, and he who would have us live soberly, chastely, and godly, carefully weighs all man's goings. Look at this next one. His own iniquity shall ensnare the wicked man, and he shall be held with the cords of his sin. He's saying, what you're doing, you're going to end up paying for it. Right. It's going to cost you years of your life. It's going to cost you your money. It's going to cost you your peace. It's going to cost you your kids. Come on, somebody. Y'all get this? No shade again. Just, we're reading the Proverbs. So you put it in your heart, and it will keep you from those. He will die for lack of discipline and instruction, and in the greatness of his folly, he will go astray and be lost. Boom. Go to the next chapter. Chapter 6. Y'all get the whole chapter all on just that. Why? Because so many have fallen by that. So many men. Look at chapter 6. I'm just going to read a few verses. My son, if you've become security for your neighbor. Now, the next chapter goes into talking about your money. Anybody ever co-sign for anybody? Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about? He warns us here about co-signing, signing a loan for somebody else. Look what he says. My son, if you've become security for your neighbor, or if you've given your pledge for a stranger or another. Usually it's somebody that got a last name like you. Come on, somebody, because you want to help them out. You want to do well. And then they don't pay. Now you're going to have to kill them. You're going to be on 48 hours talking about what they owe me. Yeah. Come on, somebody. This is wisdom. And it's easy to just say to people, yeah, hey, I love you. If I had it to give you, I would give it to you. But I don't have to give it. To co-sign a loan and you don't pay, and now I'm going to have to pay. I ain't going to like you no more. It's going to ruin our relationship. I can't help you. Come on, it's easy to say. Watch what he says. You're snared with the words of your lips. You are caught by the speech of your mouth. Look what he says. Do this now at once and earnestly, my son, and deliver yourself when you have put yourself into the power of your neighbor. Go bestir and humble yourself and beg your neighbor to pay his debt and thereby release you. Give not unnecessary sleep to your eyes nor slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself as the roe or gazelle from the hand of the hunter, as the bird from the hand of the fowler. He said, get out of this. Get out of this situation or you're going to pay for it. There's several verses of the Proverbs that talk about that. Look at this. Then the next five verses talk about being lazy. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Which having no chief, overseer, or ruler. Now see, when you're planting, he's not fussing. What this is seed that will help you if you're lazy to get unlazy. Amen? Which having no chief, overseer, or ruler, provides her food in the summer and gathers her supplies in the harvest. How long will you sleep, O sluggard? When will you arise out of your sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to lie down and sleep. Look at this. So will your poverty, like a robber or one who travels with slowly but surely approaching steps, and your want like an armed man, making you helpless. Poverty sneaking up on you like a robber. You see that? Just from being lazy. And he says, this is a gradual thing. Come on, somebody. Then the next part of the chapter, I think, the rest of the whole chapter, again, is about adultery. Once again, chapter 5, chapter 6. Go to chapter 7. We're almost done. My son, chapter 7, watch this. My son, keep my words and lay up within you my commandments for use when needed and treasure them. Watch what happens. He said, when you plant these words in your heart, they'll come up for use when you need them. The situation arises, and that's what I'm telling you. It's different than any other book. It'll come up. The wisdom will come up right when you're in that tempting situation. Somebody that you love asks you to co-sign. You're like, I really love you, but I can't do it. Here's why. You got it, and then you don't have to feel bad about it because it's in your heart, right? All right, land when you're trying. Next, please. Keep my commandments and live. Keep my law and teaching as an apple, the pupil of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Here we go again. He's saying, put this in your heart. See, say to skillful and godly wisdom, you're my sister, and regard understanding or insight as your intimate friend. It's a living person. That they may keep you from the loose woman. The adult, the adventuress who flatters with and makes smooth her words. She's strange, but I like it. Come on. Y'all don't like it when I say that part right there, do you? That's how the song goes. I'm just singing a song. Suddenly, okay, listen. After that verse, he starts describing a whole scenario. He tells this whole story about this young dude who's hanging around this sexy woman's house. Right, and how she lures him in and with all her words, and she doesn't regard that he's married, doesn't regard her husband, he doesn't care about any, she doesn't care about any of that. And then it goes on to this, it describes, you just have to read it on seventh, read it, or if you're caught up in that kind of stuff, read it now, you know, when you get home, if that's your problem. But on the seventh, you'll read it every seventh of the month. These things will start planning. But watch what it says. I jumped all the way down to verse 22 because it says what happened. After they start conversing and she lures him in, she's looking sexy, she's looking all good. Verse 22, suddenly he yields and follows her reluctantly like an ox moving to the slaughter, like one in fetters going to the correction to be given to a fool, or like a dog enticed by food to the muzzle. Have you ever done that with a dog? He's saying this woman has taken him like that. Look at the next one. Watch this. We adults here, right? Let me explain what's going on right here. Till a dart of passion pierces and inflames his vitals. He's reached the point of no return. He's lit right now. He ain't turning around right now. It's going down at this point. Y'all follow what I'm saying right here? He's saying, he's all alert now. He's okay, let's go. It ain't no turning around right now. Watch this. Till the daughter of passion pierces and inflames his vitals. Then like a bird fluttering straight into the net, he hastens, not knowing that it will cost him his life. Oh, my God. Listen to me now, therefore, O you sons, and be attentive to the words of my mouth. Let not your heart incline to her ways. Do not stray into her paths. For she has cast down many wounded. Indeed, all her slain are a mighty host. Her house is the way to Sheol, Hades, hell, you know what that is, the place of the dead, going down to the chambers of death. Y'all get that? Now watch. So he said, you get chapter 5, 6, and 7, 3 days in a row, all talking about sexual issues with men. Do y'all get why, how important that is? If you were a pastor, you'd get that, because that's one of the main things that we see that ruin relationships and ruin kids' lives. Kids end up wondering what's, they end up jacked up. Again, no shade, but come on. If we can get this, we can prevent the problems. That's what he's talking about. Listen, I'm going to read chapter 8, and what I love about this proverb, wisdom grabs the mic and says, hey, look, this is what it is. I love this. And in all translations, it's a beautiful text. We're going to close. Get your seed, get your tithing offer. I'm just going to read this and we're going home. Does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice? Now, how many of y'all have enjoyed this, what we're just showing you, and understand it? Now, watch, y'all. My intent isn't just for you to enjoy it. My intent is that you get an appetite to get up every day and just read one. You know, 20, 30 verses every day. Just read that in a different translation. You got it? It will sow this wisdom in your life and prevent the problem. Here it is. Does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice? She takes her stand at the top of the hill beside the way where the paths meet. She cries out by the gates, at the entry of the city, at the entrance of the doors. To you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. What wisdom's saying here is, I'm everywhere. I will speak to you in every scenario. I'll speak to you wherever you go. If you're going in a business deal, if you're going to work, wisdom, I'm right there telling you, watch this, watch him, watch her. Don't get involved in that. Don't shut up right now. Don't say anything. Wisdom is everywhere trying to lead and guide you, right? My voice to the sons of men. Next, please. Oh, you simple ones, understand prudence, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. He says, listen, I do not discriminate. You can be wise or smart. It's going to help you. Listen, for I speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come right things. For my mouth will speak truth. Wisdom speaks truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. They are all plain to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. In other words, he says, make this your priority. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one can desire cannot be compared with her. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. You see him grab the mic right there. Give me the mic, Lee. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate. Did y'all hear that? Wisdom says, I hate a perverse mouth. Perverse in the scriptures is anything contrary to what God says. Twisted is what it means. Counsel is mine, sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me, kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, all the justice judges of the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Mark that. I love that. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. He said, alas, when you get it by me. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasuries. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way before his works of old. He said, the Lord had me in the beginning. I was right there. Watch what he says. I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was an earth, ever an earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth or the fields or the primal dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew the circle on the face of the deep. When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he assigned the sea to its limit. Can you imagine God saying, no, seas don't go beyond this limit. He said, I was there. The waters would not transgress his command. When he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him as a master craftsman. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in his inhabited world. And my delight was with the sons of men. Now, therefore, listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching how often? Daily, get a proverb a day, daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. Last verse, I think. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. Close your Bible.